So, Kate, if somebody had a month to spend in New Zealand, where do you recommend they go and what do you recommend they do?
Well, most often you'll fly into Auckland Airport. So you can start off in Auckland, which is a nice big city. However, the most important thing about New Zealand is the smaller countryside parts of New Zealand. So you should go up to the north, like past, further north than Auckland, go to the beautiful beaches, and you can go all the way up to a place called Cape Reinga, which is the very top of New Zealand. And from there you can see the Pacific Ocean.
Oh, sounds
And
nice.
yeah, it's very beautiful.
Okay, and how long do you recommend someone stay there?
Just stay there just for only a couple of days, maybe a week maximum at the top of New Zealand. Just get to see some beaches and the top of the North Island, Cape Reinga. And then travel down the island by car, or just hire a car or a camper van. You can just sleep in the camper van and the camping grounds. And when it's cheap, and it's a lot more fun with your friends.
Wow, sounds like a good time. So when you go camping, when you move down the islands, the North Island or South Island, what do you recommend that they see or do?
Well, definitely go to the national park. It's called Tongariro National Park, and it is where the Lord of the Rings was filmed.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, and I'm sure if you've seen that movie, you know the beautiful scenery that was there.
Wow, that sounds
Yeah,
like a
it's
pretty
really
good.
amazing.
Good deal. So besides Auckland, are there any other cities that people should see?
Then you can go down to Wellington, the capital city. And you can just see the museum and the harbour, and just the museums is the main thing. Yeah.
Okay, well, sounds like a nice country to visit. I would definitely like to go.